Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
Hi, I'm Michael Muse on Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio. As you well know, Nick Cannon has been fired from Viacom with his show Wildin' Out. And the question has come up with a lot of different people. I just want to know, how do we view what happened with apology and all? Well, I'm here to share my take on it, and I hope you can take this information, apply it to your life, your situation, and go to the next level. One thing that is evident that is needed, what is a necessity right now, is understanding capitalism. And the real root of capitalism is ownership. I'm here to tell you, it is ownership. You have to have ownership in order to have power and in order to control resources. And that's what happened in his situation with Viacom. He used his intellectual capital to create a show. They paid him. They distribute the show throughout the networks. And he was paid very well. But he did not own Wildin' Out. Oh, let me say it again. He did not own Wildin' Out. See, when you own something, the narrative is totally different. It's totally different when you own. See, when a war takes place between two countries, it's usually the winner who gets to share their narrative of what happened. That's, well, if anything, winners get to share their narrative. They get to share their viewpoint. They're looked upon with respect. And just look at how our world is. For the most part, people don't respect homeless people. People don't respect people who are not doing their best. And what makes it, what we got to understand, that's how, that's one thing that separates us from nature. When we look at nature, a dog is going to be the best dog it can be. Cat, whatever. It's going to be the best it can be within its ability, within nature. But what makes us human beings so different? We are the only ones, only created being that does not work to our full potential. That's because we have our own self-will. So we get to make decisions. We get to decide how much effort we're going to put into what we're doing. We get to make those decisions about our lives. And in that process, while we're making that decision, we can either succeed or make decisions that's going to cause us not to do and be our best. So we have to be able to look at certain things on why certain ethnic groups and certain companies and even certain people on why to get ahead. And the one thing I want to look at is the word leverage. And that's it, people. It's leverage. And I know in school when we grew up, we were learning what leverage was, and we saw the pendulum, and we saw if you had a longer handle, the longer it was, the more easy it was to move that heavy item on the opposite side. And that's what leverage is. But we have to be in a position, put ourselves in a position to move and move fast. to move quickly. But see, there are so different types of leverage. The first type we all know about, we all see it every day. That's the physical leverage. We see it with ourselves. We see how we go work jobs. We see our parents work jobs. We see people work jobs. We see how people use their effort and energy to work a job where to earn money per hour. But let's look at what one of the wealthiest men ever, John P. Getty, says. He says, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's effort than have 100% of my own. I'm going to say it again. He'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of his own. And that right there just shows how powerful. When we hear the word financial freedom, there is no financial freedom without leverage. There is no financial freedom without resources being used. And so we had to make that decision. You had to make that decision. I had to make that decision. And that was one thing Nick Cannon didn't do. When his show was doing good, he did not ask for ownership over the concept that he created. He created a concept, let somebody else pay him for it. And then 15 years later, he wants to, as he has evolved as a man and as a businessman, he realizes it's important to have ownership. But let's look at another thing about Nick Cannon. I don't feel sorry for Nick Cannon because Nick Cannon is very, very gifted and talented. And he can leverage his intellectual ability. I'm here to tell you, he can easily tomorrow, despite that that wilding out is gone and that relationship, business relationship is no more, he can create his own media, create his own show, create his own network. That's the one thing can no one take from you. No one can take your intellectual capital, your mindset. No one can take what you've learned. They can't take what you experience. And that's what's so brilliant about that part of leveraging. No one could take it from you. That's why most billionaires and millionaires say if I had to start all over again, they know what to do. Because they've did it once. And so, as he's able to, I'm sure he's going to rebound. But I want you to rebound. I want Black America to rebound. And not let this pandemic be an excuse to not be your best and do your best. This is your time. This is your time to grow. This is your time to make a decision. So let's talk about some of these resources. Let's use people as the number one. Let's use people. Let's get people as a resource. Companies hire people every day. When they pay you what they pay you, whether it's $10 an hour, $20 an hour, $50 an hour, when they pay you, believe me, they've already figured out that they're going to make three times that amount off of your effort. Don't believe it. Don't think when you slack off, they're not making money off making money. They are making three times effort, profit off your effort. For your pay. It's already calculated out. But we got another group of people who sells their services on contract basis. They already know what they're worth. They could be a coach, attorney. They already know what they're worth and they charge per hour or per project. And some people do very well that way, have made millions of dollars that way. But you have to make a decision, what type of capital do you want to leverage? And then the next thing is resources. What resources do you have? I think one of, in the Black community, one of the most fundamentally resources that we abuse, that is abused and being abused, is our relationships. We need to leverage relationships that could benefit our children, that can benefit our parents, that could benefit our legacy. It's time to make that happen, Black America. We have the internet now. So having information is no excuse. We can't say we can't read or write. That's no longer an excuse. It's time to leverage for you to look in the mirror. And as you look in the mirror, are you going to use your mindset and leverage it? How are you going to do that? If you don't understand what I'm talking about, one of the best ideas of that is when we see entertainers create a song. When somebody does something one time and get paid for the rest of their life on it, that is a prime example. And so by that being a prime example, Michael Jackson, dead and gone, but his estate is still making money off songs that he written 30 years ago, like Billie Jean, Thriller, even Prince, Purple Rain, When Doves Cry. So it's all about being in a position to create, Black America. Let's create. Let's create possibilities. Let's create companies. Let's recreate industries that we already dominate in, like the hair care industry. Let's recreate and share our narrative. Like Dr. Claude Anderson said, it's time for us to do powernomics. It's time to take our $1.4 trillion in spending power. It's time to take that and put us in a position to win. I believe in you. God believes in you. But it's time for you to make that decision. To be the person, to not let the pandemic, not let excuses, and not let seeing poverty-stricken situations and bad situations, even death, stop you. Because God has created a bigger purpose for you than what you can ever imagine. It's time for you to take hold of your life like never before. And as you take hold of your life, and as you move forward into your financial greatness, into your financial gift, just remember, if you own nothing, you control nothing. If you control nothing, you have no say in the game of business or the game of life. Until next time, I'm Michael Muse on Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.